AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden will address a joint session of Congress for the first time on April 28th. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi extended the invitation to Biden today, quote, to share your vision for addressing the challenges and opportunities of this historic moment. The speech is all but certain to look different from a traditional joint session of the House and Senate due to the coronavirus pandemic. Details on the Capitol's preparation for the event are not immediately available. 2 days after a black motorist was killed during a traffic stop in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, the police officer who fired the fatal shot and the police chief in the Minneapolis suburb have resigned. Protesters are again in the streets of the town this evening. That from KSTP. Kim Potter, a veteran of some 26 years on the police force, had been on administrative leave following Sunday's shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright during an attempt to arrest him on an outstanding warrant following a traffic stop. She has said she mistook her firearm for her taser. Washington County Attorney Pete Orput, who is handling the case, has told WCCO Radio he hopes to have a charging decision tomorrow. The prosecution has rested in the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd. And this from Court TV, Chauvin's attorney Eric Nelson asks defense police expert witness Barry Broad on Chauvin's use of a knee on the back of Floyd's neck.
Did the use of force then continue after Mr. Floyd was restrained on the ground?
I don't consider a prone control as a use of force.
Prosecution witnesses have testified Chauvin violated training and Floyd died from a lack of oxygen because of the way that he was restrained. This is AP News. The Biden White House sets a new deadline for getting all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. The AP's Sagar Meghani reports it falls on the 20th anniversary of the attack on the United States.
U.S. officials say President Biden plans to withdraw the remaining 2,500 American forces by September 11th. That defies the May 1st deadline the Trump administration agreed to in a peace deal with the Taliban last year. It's been increasingly clear President Biden would let that timeline lapse. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president will announce his move tomorrow, and while she's not saying what it will be, notes the president believes there's no military solution in Afghanistan.
That we have been there for far too long.
But the delayed pullout risks Taliban retaliation against U.S. and Afghan forces, possibly escalating what many call the endless war. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.